word.
Acts
chapter 12 from verse 1.
Après chapitre 12 à partir verset 1.
Now about that time, have you found it?
Est-ce que vous êtes là?
Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. To vex certain of the church.
Quelques membres de
l'église. I will maybe next time
prochainement,
I will give us 7 prayer points from that part, verse only.
De prière partie, ce verse.
But I will give us 2 from that verse now.
Je vais donner deux
because of the sake of time, we will move to other ones.
À cause du temps pour l'autre.
Bible says now about that time.
La Bible dit que vers le même temps,
an attack came about that time.
Une attaque est venue en ce temps.
Herod never attacked them until that time.
Herod ne les a jamais attaqués avant ce temps.
Attacks are programmed.
L'attaque est programmée.
Every month has a demon attached.
Tous les mois ont les mois démoniaux.
And every month has an angel attached.
Tout mois a un ange attaché à lui.
If you do war,
si vous faites le travail
that month,
ce mois,
the angel moves in your favor.
L'ange vous libère. Il avait vous.
If you are complacent,
si vous êtes pas, vous êtes dormant,
the demon,
le démon.
Is released to attack.
Va être relâché pour vous attaquer en ce moment.
At about that time.
À ce moment-là.
We are going to pray.
Nous allons prier.
Whatever has been programmed.
Tout ce qui a été programmé.
Whatever has been given a date to hurt me.
Tout ce qu'on a donné une date pour m'attaquer.
There are people today.
Il y a les gens aujourd'hui.
At certain time of their life.
À un moment donné de leur vie.
It has been programmed that this will happen.
Ils ont programmé que telle chose va se produire.
People who have some families that are premature, they don't go beyond certain age limits.
Ils ne traversent pas une certaine date de limite.
There are families they don't go beyond 60.
Ils ne vont pas au-delà
de 60. Go beyond 50.
D'autres 50.
Time program.
Programmer le temps programmé.
At about that time.
À propos de ce temps,
you will pray.
Tu vas prier.
Anything negative.
Toute chose négative.
That has been programmed.
Qui a été programmé.
Or given a date.
Ou on a donné une date.
Listen, as you pray this prayer,
quand tu pries,
I told you a prayer that cannot move you cannot move God.
Prière qui ne peut pas te toucher, ne peut pas toucher Dieu.
Hello?
Allô?
Whatever prayer cannot do,
tout ce que la prière ne peut pas faire,
more prayer,
plus de prière,
we do it.
Peut le faire.
Don't ever forget, whatever prayer cannot do,
tout ce que la prière ne peut pas faire,
what we do it,
qu'est-ce qui va le faire,
more prayer.
Plus de prière.
That time,
en ce moment-là,
programs,
programmé.
That have been dated.
Que va être attaqué.
Programs.
Programmé.
That have afflictions rather that have been timed.
Qui était programmé en même temps.
What you will do is that any satanic programming.
Tout programme satanique.
In your life.
Dans ta vie.
Tied to any month.
Lié à un mois.
Tied to any week.
Lié à une semaine.
Tied to any hour.
Lié à une
tied
heure.
Tied to any second.
Lié à une seconde.
Tied to any minute.
Lié à une minute.
I deprogram that program.
Je déprogramme ce programme.
Unprogram it.
Déprogramme ce programme.
Are you ready?
Est-ce que tu es prêt?
Lift your right and say, my Father, my Maker.
Mon Père, mon Créateur.
As I begin to pray.
Pendant que je prie.
Any satanic programming.
Programme satanic programming.
In my life.
Dans ma vie.
Tied to any year.
Tied to any year.
Months. Week.
Semaine.
Hour.
Minute.
Second. As I pray, I deprogram it. I deprogram it. Open your mouth and deprogram the program.
I deprogram you.
In Jesus' name.
Au nom de
Amen.
Dieu.
See from that portion.
Dans ce verset,
the Bible says he stretched his hand
qu'ils étaient derrière,
to vex certain of the church.
Pour m'apprêter les membres de l'église.
Not everybody.
Pas du corps.
Certain.
Certainement.
Certain means few.
Certain, ça veut dire petit.
Certain means notable.
Ça veut dire un nombre marqué, bien donné.
Herod did not attack the entire church.
Il n'a pas attaqué toute l'église.
He attacked a few.
Il a attaqué quelques.
And if you study your Bible, if you check the few he attacked.
Quand tu attaques, tu vas découvrir le peu qu'il a attaqué.
They were the formidable ones.
C'était très important.
Listen.
Écoutez.
What you carry,
ce que vous portez,
is what determines the battle you attract.
Qui détermine le combat que vous allez confronter.
If you are a nobody, then nobody will come after you.
Personne vous attaquera.
You say, how come with my life is messed up? Look, I am tired.
Je suis fatigué de prier.
Don't be tired.
Ne sois pas fatigué de prier.
Your life is the way it is because of what you carry.
Ta vie est attaquée par rapport à ce que tu portes.
If you are a nobody, then nobody bothers you.
Tu ne portes rien, personne ne s'intéresse à toi.
If you are not, I have told you before.
Vous
I said, on a football field, nobody attacks
football,
the man without the ball.
Personne attaque celui qui n'a pas le ballon.
The man with the ball
is
the object of attack.
Qui est l'objet de l'attaque.
And guess what? He's the object of commentary.
Et on parle de beaucoup de lui.
The commentator talks about him.
Parle de lui.
Do you know when a player is with the ball? The commentator mentions his name.
Le commentateur fait son nom.
After a while, he mentions his club.
Après on fait deux noms de son.
Oh, he plays for so and so. In the last season, he scored 7 goals. Actually, from so now, all of those things he's saying has nothing to do with the present match. Am I talking to somebody? When people see all kinds of things about you, they are mere commentators. A man is with the ball. Talk about the ball. Talk how close he is to the goal. He's in the 18-yard box. You are talking of he plays for Real Madrid. And he's married to a Nigerian.
Il est épousé Nigérien.
He gets so and so money every week. Have you heard them talk? They say he earns £18,000 a week. They start dissecting him. Meanwhile, he's still playing. So people are talking about you because of what? Listen, it is a big problem if you have a good star.
C'est un grand problème si tu as une bonne étoile.
It will attract trouble.
Ça va attirer le trou.
There were many disciples. Jesus didn't see anything. He said, Simon, Simon.
Il a choisi Simon.
Satan has come after you.
Simon! Il est venu contre toi, Simon.
Why? Because Simon was the one who God had ordained.
Parce que Simon était celui que Dieu a ordonné.
By revelation,
par
he contacted. By revelation.
Par la révélation.
His ordination and not by birth. Listen.
Par révélation.
There's nobody in life.
Il y a personne sur la vie.
Who was created?
Qui était créé?
To go through battles.
Pour traverser les combats.
It is the star.
C'est le toit.
We carry.
Que tu portes.
That attract battles.
Qui assit les combats contre toi.
And we live in a world where bad.
Vivons un moment où le mal.
Makes impact.
Fait de l'impact.
More than good.
Plus que le bien.
In journalism.
Dans le journalisme,
a good story doesn't sell.
Une bonne histoire n'est pas bien vendue.
I was a journalist. A good story does not sell.
J'étais un journaliste.
If you want the story to sell, it must be bad.
Vendre, mais raconter les mauvaises
nouvelles. If you say that man bought a car,
acheté un car,
it doesn't sell.
On ne vend pas cela.
If you say that man stole,
mais quand on dit que celui-ci a volé,
it sells.
C'est intéressant et il va vendre, c'est presque.
That is why journalists prefer to write something bad. And if you are a politician here and they are writing bad about you, don't reply. They want to sell. Let them eat.
Ils veulent seulement vendre et manger.
Let them sell. Let them sell. That's how they sell.
C'est comme ça qu'ils vendent.
If you see them, just tell them, yeah, you guys are making money on my head.
De l'argent.
Let them write. Don't bother yourself. That's the life we live in. When you carry a grace,
supporting grace.
Certain of the church, but there's a prayer you will pray.
Et c'est ce que tu vas prier.
You are not the one that put the star in your life.
C'est pas toi qui a mis cette étoile dans ta vie.
So the man that put the star should help you fight the battle.
C'est dans le combat.
Ah, nobody's following what I'm talking about here. Listen to the prayer before you pray after me. Whether you are here, you are all over the world watching me. This is the prayer.
C'est le lieu de prière.
Every good thing in me,
toute bonne chose en moi,
that is attracting battle to me,
qui attire le combat contre moi.
Oh God, my Father,
oh Dieu mon Père,
fight for me,
combat pour moi.
Every good thing,
toute bonne chose,
that is attracting moi, battle to me,
qui attire le combat
oh
contre moi.
Oh God, my Father,
oh Dieu mon Père,
fight for me. Say my Father,
mon Père.
As I begin to pray, oh God, my Father, every good thing in me that is attracting battle to me, arise and fight for me.
Arise and fight for me.
Lift your hands up. Thank you, Father. Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the soul. You gave the healing and grace.
always hunger for me. Counselor, Comforter, Teacher, Spirit we long to embrace. You are our hopes when our hearts are hopelessly lost away. Oh, we hopelessly lost. And you are the one.
You are the one that we pray.
And my heart always hunger for Jesus. Can we lift our hands up 1 minute? I walk closer now on the higher way. Through the darkest night, would you hold my hand? Jesus, guide my way. And you counsel me and you comfort me.
Hallelujah.
When I cannot see, you light my path.
Though I walk through the valleys low, I feel it all.
You mourn with me and you dance with me. From my heart of hearts is bound to you. Though I walk through the valleys low, I feel no evil. By the water I steal my soul. My heart we trust in you, my heart we trust in you, and my heart will trust
Hallelujah.
In you.
My heart we trust in you.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take your seat.
Hallelujah.
And mighty is the Lord.
Great and mighty is the Lord.
Great and mighty is the Lord.
Great and mighty is the Lord.
Nobody like 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 you, Lord.
Nobody like you, Lord.
Nobody like you, Lord.
Take your seats. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Are you happy you've seen the first Sunday and the first day? You are happy that this first day of the month met you in the church. What a God, what a God. Break your Bible to just one verse of scripture, Luke 22, verse 3. Luke 22, verse 3. Luke 22, verse 3. Have you found it? After the count of two, can we read it together? One, two, go.
Then Satan entered
into Judas,
surnamed
Iscariot,
being of
the number of the 12.
Being of
the number of the 12. I want to share on the Judas generation.
Then Satan entered Judas. Surnamed
his chariot,
being of the number
of the 12. I don't know how you read your Bible. When I read my Bible, I take cognizance of every word and every sentence. It helps you to understand what the writer intended.
He said, then Satan entered Judas, surnamed
his chariot, being of the number. The Bible didn't say being one of the 12. It said being of the number. It was just a number.
If you study the Bible didn't even say
being one of the number. It said being of.
It was just a number,
but not one of them. The Judas generation.
As things begin to happen in different parts of the world,
wherever you hear my voice, first overflow, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, everywhere, listen.
As things begin to happen in different parts of the world, challenges and circumstances, issues of life,
teaches us one thing. They help us to know who people really are.
You cannot claim to know anybody until something has happened. If there is one thing the troubles of life and the challenges of life help us to find out, it is the real identity
of different people.
When you see men
who have few friends, it was not a willing choice, it was a circumstantial choice,
a choice they were forced into.
When I hear people say, I'm a very friendly person, everybody's my friend, no problem, very soon you will know. Am I communicating?
Judas was among the 12 disciples or apostles
that walked with Jesus.
But he ended up
being the one. He ended the ministry of Jesus.
It was Judas
that scattered church.
It was Judas
that sent people to hide. It was Judas.
One individual
was the problem of the entire movement of that day. Study your Bible and you discover
if there is a problem in a nation,
you can trace it to one man.
If there's a problem in a marriage,
you can trace it to one individual.
There's a problem in a family,
you can trace it to somebody. I'm telling you, the trouble in Nigeria were not caused by spirits, they were caused by human beings. telling you.
When people just want to be in charge,
please follow me closely.
As I began to study, I discovered that Judas had no business doing what he did, because everything favored him. If you study your Bible, you discover Judas was from the lineage of Abraham. Read Matthew 1 verse 2. You will see it. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. Begat Jacob. And Jacob begat Judas. Judas was from the tribe of Judah, which means praise.
The Bible began to say that the scepter which is leadership and rulership, shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, unto him shall the gathering of his people be. Judah was called to royalty. Judas was called to leadership,
but he died by hanging. Can I go on? In Psalm 41, verse 9, God was speaking hypothetically. Jesus was speaking hypothetically in the Psalms through the prophet David. And what did he say? Verse 9.
He said, my own familiar friend who I trusted.
Judas was talking of Judas. Judas was the treasurer. Now, you don't make somebody you don't trust your treasurer. For someone to be your treasurer, he has to earn it. You've got to be accountable to be a treasurer. Not just. So Jesus was saying, I didn't just trust him, he was my friend. Matthew 13, verse 55. When Jesus came and began to manifest, some men asked a question. Is this not the carpenter's son, whose mother is Mary, whose brothers are Joseph, Simon, and Judas? When people saw Jesus, they said, is this not Judas's brother? But it was his brother that led him to his death. You know, later, if you study your Bible later, Judas went to hang himself. You study that? He went there and hung himself. And I know some people say, other people say Judas repented. No. It doesn't matter the remorse you show later. There are offenses that are unpardonable.
Offense
that leads to the extermination of not just an individual, of a divine project, a divine program. Jesus was taken out. I know some of you say, oh, that's how God wanted it, but must you be the one to fulfill what the devil wanted?
Oh yes, it was prophetically prescribed that somebody must betray Jesus. Must you be the one?
Bullets were created for human beings. Must you be the one to collect it? Am I communicating here?
Don't be the one to fulfill the negative portions of scriptures. Or negative, not negative portions, negative intentions.
Please, I'd like you to listen to me.
Jesus came.
When he discovered he couldn't trust Judas anymore, he changed him. He left him with his position, but changed him publicly. I tell people, do not keep moving with people you don't trust, making them believe they are still your friend. This is stupidity.
No! When you see people
and you notice treachery in them, you notice strong betrayer, let them know you know. Don't assume. Let them know you know.
When I see things that I'm not comfortable with in people, I declare it. I just show you
that this thing, I'm not good with this. Don't assume. That's not the spirit of leadership. Am I talking to somebody here?
Jesus said,
continue this, this young man is not helping matters. Now I throw the ball open. Who do men say I am? I'm tired of Judas. I want to pick somebody.
Who do men say
I am? Guess what? The disciples said, some say you are Elijah, some say you are. So as they were hearing Jesus, they were also hearing people. As they were hearing Jesus, they were also hearing what people were saying. Are you seeing problem? And Jesus said, no, all of you are worse than Judas.
Who do you say I am? I am.
I want people who hear me and hear themselves. You guys are worse than.
Who do you say?
And Peter said, thou art Christ. He didn't say I think, he said I know. Thou art Christ, the Son. Now, he didn't just stop at Christ, he had to break it down. The Son of the living God. This is a simplified revelation. And Jesus said, let me answer you.
Flesh
and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. He said, I'm tired of Judas. By your revelation, I have just picked a leader.
Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. By revelation, you are getting your position. Masaka Palamantia. By revelation, you are getting your position. I don't know where you have been in life. You may have been at the back, but I relocate you to the front. You may have been in a corner, but I relocate you to the spotlight. You shall become the reference point. You shall be the one people talk about. You shall be the one to be read on papers. You shall be the one to be advertised. You shall be the one to be decorated. You shall be the one to be remembered. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. The Holy Ghost is on your side. The living God is on your side. I said God is on your side. I said God is on your side. I said God is on your side. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Lift the wind shot.
Please take your seat. Sit down in heavenly places. Not sit down on the head of your enemies. Your enemies are not in church. Who do you say? If I ask you now, what do you know about God personally? What do you know about God? The challenges of life, the trials of life, the troubles of life should give you a revelation of who God is. What do you know? There are many Christians that are very wishy-washy. Just rabble-rousers. They follow, they just barbarian talking for thousands. Is that what they call them, literature? Barbarian talking for thousands. They are just following. They have no personal revelation. Nothing. You can't come to the spotlight of life with such a mindset. Fast, you won't fast. Pray, you won't pray. Study, you won't study. What are you? You have to be a. Just imagine a man, you married, you have a whole family, but you are supposed to be a watchman over. You have no spiritual connection. Woman, no spiritual connection. Fast. This is a fasting period. You won't fast. No, you won't fast. Pray, you won't pray. Life in the spirit, you won't come. How can you know God? And I wonder how men marry women who are not spiritual. How women marry men who are not spiritual. I wonder. Chop, 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 chop. Food. I said something some years ago that has gone. I think I said it last year in a conference I did abroad. I said, some women can eat. I said, any woman that can consume 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, That's a woman who is, who, if you marry such a woman, you have married 5,000 men. One woman, 5 loaves, 2 fishes, you now marry her. What you have in your house is what? That's what Jesus fed 5,000 men with. 5 loaves of bread. No spirituality. Who do you say I am? Who was Judas? Look at all the privileges and the right Judas had to stand out and become a voice. Judas actually would have manifested the same dimension like Jesus had, because they were first cousins. He had the plus. Ladies and gentlemen, for somebody to hold your money, you must trust him. Money. To give someone your finance, you must trust him. Even your banker, your accountant, you want to know him to his house. You just have to be sure. Even if he's doing his job, you just need to be sure. That's too personal. He had the money. But there are characters in the Judah generation. From the characters we see, because character determines destiny. Attribute determines attitude. Am I talking to somebody? When you see certain attributes, you know people's attitude. Certain characteristics in the Judah generation. The first thing I saw in the Judah generation was that Judas was religious. Somebody shout religious. 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 Very religious. He was a churchman, not a Christian. Look up 1 minute. There is a difference between religiosity and spirituality. Religiosity is knowing God in your head. Spirituality is having God in your heart. Matthew chapter 15, verse 8. With their lips they cry to me, but their heart is far